and welcome to day 8 of Limit Zero's 12 Days for Christmas Challenge, the podcast. Today, it's me, Nori again, and I'm guiding you through the workout and help you to feel your ultimate best after 12 days of fun and exercise back to back. I really hope you've enjoyed the previous workouts and still enjoying them as much as you did for the first one. And I'm very happy to share this new challenge with you. So make sure that you have enough space around you to move freely without bumping into couches, lawnmowers, plants, and each other. And I want to add something else, because I was doing the podcast yesterday and I was jumping and doing some crazy things, and I jumped straight into a lamp or light on the ceiling. So yeah, got a good knock there. So even the lights, be careful for those. So if you have an exercise mat, you might find that helpful to have around for making the ground exercises not too hard. However, carpet or a towel will do the job as well. Other than that, there's nothing that holds us back from starting. So please get ready. We start with 2 minutes of jogging on the spot while I'm explaining the goals and focus points of this workout. 2 minutes, yeah, you heard that right, because there's a lot to explain today. Because today's workout is called the Nifty 150, where you are given one exercise and you have to keep doing that exercise for 150 seconds, which is 2.5 minutes in total. And you do that exercise for as many repetitions as possible. After 2.5 minutes, we go to 140 seconds. So that's 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Two minutes 20. And you do again on that specific exercise as many repetitions as possible. Third time, 130 seconds. 2 minutes and 10 seconds, which will be another exercise again. And each time we're dropping 10 seconds and we'll change the exercise. And we go all the way down to 10 seconds on the last exercise. So we increase, well, no, we decrease, sorry. We're not increasing, we're decreasing the time. So it gets shorter each time. But the exercises will get probably a bit harder because you have to do it shorter. Yeah? The idea is to count your reps as one big total. You can rest whenever you need to, but don't do it too often because we don't really have rest. And we do want you to do as many repetitions as possible. So you either choose to work or to rest whenever you feel like you need it. I will tell you at the end of each time kit, I'll tell you the next exercise so you can start straight away when the time from the first exercise will go over in the second exercise and so on. So our first exercise is running. We start running on the spot, high knees. So high knees, as many as you can. Or if you're outside and you do have a certain distance, you know that it's, for example, 40 meters, run back and forth there, and every meter counts as a repetition. So if you, for example, have a driveway, 40 meters, you run up and down, count the times you've been running up and down, 40 meters is 40 reps. And you accumulate it that way. So I hope I'm clear. We start with 150 seconds of either running or high knees. We'll start in 10 seconds. So get ready. In 5, 3, 2, 1, and start. 2.5 minutes means 150 seconds of high knees or running. Go for it. You can do this. day 8 of our podcast. Welcome. Go for it. Great work. 30 seconds on your way. 2 minutes to go. Keep going. Either running or high knees. Keep your knees high. Keep going fast. Make those meters. Make those repetitions. At the end, we do have a target. We want you, we would love to get you to 1,188 repetitions in total. So the more you make, the closer you'll get to that target. 1,188. That's a lot. So keep going. You're doing awesome. It's really good. Nice work. Keep pushing it. You can do this. Outstanding. A minute to go. A minute of running or high knees. Keep pushing it. Seconds to go. Our next exercise for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, or 140 seconds, will be heel taps. So lying flat on your back, bend your knees, feet on the ground, and you try to tap your heels alternating, so you move from side to side to reach those heels as many as you can. Keep going. 15 more seconds on the running or high knees. So keep pushing it. There's 10 more seconds on the high knees, and we start with heel taps. So straight on the floor and start heel tapping in 3, 2, 1, and start heel taps. We're on. So flat on your back, bend your knees, feet flat on the ground, and try to reach for those heels and tap them as many times as possible. Great work. So your shoulders are lift off the floor, arms are straight beside your body, and you're tapping those heels the whole time. Outstanding work. Great job. Keep pushing it. Awesome. Keep going. Great work. 1.5 minutes to go. Keep going. Squeeze it. Use those abs. If you want to have a wee rest, just short and sharp, because we want you to do as many repetitions. Accumulate them all and aim for that 1,188 reps in total. So keep going. Keep pushing it. You got 1 more minute on this exercise, the heel taps, also known as squirmies. Probably now you think, oh, you could have told me that before. I know squirmies. Well, then at least you know it now. Keep going. Awesome job. 30 more seconds. Keep pushing it. Outstanding work. So good. Nice job. You got 10 more seconds, and our third exercise, hip thrusters. So feet up, thrusting those hips up, feet on the ground. So same position, but you thrust those hips up in 3, 2, 1, and go. That's it. So thrust those hips up all the time. Squeeze those glutes. Bring your hips up in the air and down again. Keep going. Keep doing this. for 130 seconds. Outstanding effort. Keep pushing it. Keep squeezing. Hips up in the air. 1.5 minutes to go. You're doing outstanding work. What a lovely exercise, isn't it? Feet flat on the ground. You can even make it a bit harder by stepping or putting your feet up. So on the couch. So you have to get your hips up higher. Range of motion is larger. You're doing amazing. Keep going. There's 1 more minute to go on this exercise. So keep thrusting those hips up and down. Up and down. Really good. Get those numbers up. Great job. If you're prone to forget the total repetitions, just write them down quickly so you can add them up at the end. It's always easier if you're prone to forget. And I'm talking the whole time, so you might be distracted by that as well. But you're doing great because you have 20 more seconds on this exercise. And we go for mountain climbers after this. Well, you've done them a couple of times already, so I'm not going to explain them. But in 5 seconds, we change for 120 seconds into mountain climbers. 3, 2, 1, turn around on your hands and your feet. Knees up, down, up, down. Keep it up. We're doing mountain climbers, as many as you can. Each leg counts as one. So you get those numbers up quite quick. Higher. Keep going. You're doing amazing. So good. Awesome work. 120 reps. Great job. Outstanding. So good. Keep pushing it. Mountain climbers. What a good one. Beautiful exercise. 1 more minute on this one. Shake out those arms. Move those wrists a bit. Just calm off them for a little while and then keep continuing doing the mountain climbers. Get those numbers up. You're doing great. I hope you're still enjoying this. This workout comes down to exactly 20 minutes if we count down from 150 all the way to 10 seconds. So keep going. 20 minutes. 20 minutes of exercise. You can do this. 20 more seconds to go before we go to lateral hops. So we go from right to left on one leg. We've done those before as well. So you make like a skating movement from one leg sideways to the other. You jump in 3, 2, 1, and we start lateral jumping. So that's it. Outstanding effort. Mountain climbers done. Lateral hops. That's it. Great job. So good. Pretend you're ice skating during a white Christmas. Something different than what we have today, this temperature. Beautiful weather here. Great job. Keep pushing it. You're doing outstanding. I'm pretty sure you do. 1 more minute. Lateral hopping, lateral jumping. Keep going. Place your hands on your back and pretend you're ice skating. What a beautiful, beautiful movement is this. Smooth, Very strong legs. Keep jumping as far to the side as possible. And keep doing that for as many repetitions as possible. You're doing great. You're doing so well. 25 seconds to go. And then we go for walking lunges. So you just keep lunging through everywhere. Walking lunges. But for now, 10 more seconds on lateral hops. Keep going. Lateral hops. 5 seconds. Straight into walking lunges. And change into walking lunges. We're on. Walking lunges. Lunge through the lounge. Lunge through the kitchen. Lunge everywhere. As long as you keep lunging. Awesome work. Keep aiming for as many repetitions as possible. You're doing amazing. So keep it up. Keep pushing it. You can do this. It's so good what you're doing. That's a minute to go. Keep it up. 100 seconds. 100 seconds of walking lunges. How good is that? 1 minute, 40 seconds. Keep pushing it. You're doing outstanding. 35 seconds to go of the walking lunges. And then we go for plank ups. So come into your hand into a plank pose and you drop into your elbows and you push yourself back up. On your hands, then you drop down on your elbows, push yourself back up, alternating the side you come up with each time, so you're not working only one side. 15 more seconds of walking lunges, and then we go into plank ups. This is amazing. This is outstanding work. What a workout. 20 minutes of consecutive work in 3, 2, 1, and start plank ups. Plank ups, what an exercise. Gonna be tough, but you can do this for 90 seconds. 1 minute and 30 seconds. 1.5 minutes. Keep it up, because you can do it. So good. You got to this point, day 8. You can finish this workout with a smile on your face and some nice oldies music. There we go. 1 minute to go. Press yourself up, drop yourself down, press yourself up and down. Keep going. 45 seconds. 45 seconds and we go for normal squats, as many as you can. Keep it going. 30 seconds of plank ups. Keep going, keep squeezing. Engage that whole core. Don't drop it. Keep going. If you really can't do any more, fall, drop onto your knees, but keep going. Press yourself up, drop yourself down on your elbows, and keep going for 10 more seconds, and we go for squats. So keep it up. You're doing amazing. It's so good. In 3, 2, and change into squats. That's outstanding work. So good. We're down to 80 seconds. 80 seconds is 1 minute and 20 seconds. And you're doing great. You'll get there. I'm pretty sure. For your next exercise, it's preferable to have a chair or a couch or something so we can do tricep dips. If you don't have that nearby, just come on the floor, dip yourself down and come up. It's not as much range of motion, so won't be as hard, but you do it for 1 minute and 10 seconds, so it might be more than enough. 30 seconds on squats. Down and up. Use those quad muscles. Make them strong. Make them all ready for Christmas. You're doing amazing. Keep it up. Really good. 10 more seconds and we start with tricep dips. Doing so well. Take as less rest or little rest as possible. And in 3, 2, and start. Tricep dips. There we go. Tricep dips. You're doing awesome. That's 70 seconds of tricep dips. 1 minute and 10 seconds. Tricep dips. Continue dipping and pressing yourself up. Dip. Up. Dip. Up. There you go. Awesome. Our next exercise, 1 minute long. I'd love to give a bit. What do you think? Just think of it. Very shortly, because you have only 30 seconds. 1 minute. What have we been doing for 1 minute? Many times throughout this challenge. 15 more seconds, and we start with 1 minute of consecutive burpees. Can you still beat, after all these exercises, can you beat the number of your previous challenge? Make it again in 3, 2, 1, and we go for 1 minute of burpees. You're doing amazing. So good. Keep going. Keep pushing it. 1 minute long burpees. You can do this. It's just amazing what you're doing. So keep pushing it. So good, keep going, keep going. I promise you'll have, after this workout, 30 seconds of burpees. After another 30 seconds of burpees, you'll have a more restful exercise coming up. So just keep pushing it. Keep going, you can do this. 15 more seconds, keep pushing it. 10 seconds and we go for a hollow body hold. So come into your back. Lift both arms and legs off the ground as far as you can in 3, 2, 1, and hollow body hold. So make yourself a banana shape on the floor. No head on the floor, no arms on the floor, no legs on the floor. Really hollow your whole body for 50 seconds consecutive. 50 seconds. Roughly aim for that 50 seconds. You can do that. Once you've hit the 50 seconds, you haven't dropped in between, you got 50 reps. So every second counts as one rep. Keep going. You're doing so well. That's great. We have 10 more seconds and we start with broad jumps. Broad jumps are a two-legged jump as far as you can. And we start with them in 3, 2, 1, and 40 seconds of broad jumps. Jump as far as you can for distance. Turn around and jump back. Turn around, jump back. Really good. Keep pushing it. You're doing amazing. 25 seconds to go of broad jumps. After the broad jumps, we have core twists. So sit down and tip on each side. Core twist. You can raise your feet in the air. Keep going. You got 10 more seconds of the broad jumps and then we have core twist or Russian twist. In 3, 2, 1 and start. So sit down. Lift your feet off the ground if you can and twist. Tip on your side. Twist to the other side. Tip on the side. And keep doing that for 30 seconds. You're doing amazing. 15 more seconds to go. You're doing so well. After the core twist, in 5 seconds, we do half burpees. So you don't come up and jump. You stay low and you bring only your feet in and out the whole time. In 3, 2, 1, and 20 seconds or half burpees. So you just jump your feet in and out for 10 more seconds. Keep going. 10 more seconds and you come into a plank pose for 5 seconds. Half burpees into a plank pose. 3 and shoulder taps. Shoulder taps for 10 seconds. Tap those shoulders. So stay in that plank pose for 5 more seconds. In 3, 2, 1 and stop. Whew. Well done. I hope you didn't lose count. I probably would have, but I hope you didn't. Because I'm very curious if you made it to 1,188 reps in total. What have you been doing? Well, catch your breath. That was a quite exhausting workout. But I will tell you something very nice, because I have good news today. Because we're not doing any more burpees today, because you've already done them, a minute of burpees. And hopefully you did beat your previous number, but if not, you'll get another chance tomorrow. However, instead, what we are going to do is a front hold, non-stop for 1 minute. We start in 15 seconds, and this will be today's finish of this wonderful session. So please get ready in 3, 2, 1, and front hold. There we go. Well, team, of course I didn't forget the Christmas fact of the day, but it was so chaotic to give you a fact during all those reps counting that I want to tell you now, because we have 40 more seconds. So on Christmas Day, 1886, the biggest Christmas gift has been given by France to America, because the Statue of Liberty is a Christmas present for America after the American Revolution. It weighed more than 204 tons, and it was the biggest Christmas gift ever. And I think heaviest as well. All right, in 3, 2, 1, and release. Well done. I'm finishing this workout. Hopefully you can have a good rest, you'll relax, and it's all over for today. Thank you for being part of the 12 Days of Christmas Challenge via podcast. And, you know, that's it. You've completed day 8. Make sure you stretch out, eat and hydrate well, and be ready for tomorrow, day 9. Have a great rest of your day or evening ahead. Thank you.